The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
How about charisma thievery?
22. Banter a little bit. Normally I can understand 5 gold. This is fine craftsmanship, but we are on a mission from the king to save the supplies for the town, and we kind of need this in a hurry. The wagons got attacked by
You mean the lord?
Yes.
I wish he was king.
Exactly. The lord, the supply wagons got attacked, and we need these for the rescue mission, if you will.
Alright, I guess I can give them to you at a discount. How about 3 gold each?
Done. Let's see, I've got 20 gold that I just got, so that'll get me, 6?
He has, ready-made, for good money, 8 of them.
Alright,
he has sort of basic supply of weapons,
okay, well, I'll take all 6 of those, the javelins.
There were 8. You just want 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
All 6 that I can afford. Thank you very much.
Takes your money.
Yep.
Shaky hand. Goes back to working on something. You buy some
yep.
Javelins.
And I'll go meet everybody else wherever we're getting together.
Right?
Where's he going to put them?
I don't ask those questions. It's usually better for my sanity if I don't.
This would mean at some point someone goes to get him.
Yeah, on Earth.
On Earth,
they went to get him.
Okay. All the hay is gone in there. So is all of the
manure.
So is all the manure.
That's like the stables for
oddly, them. Some of the walls were slightly painted or dyed. No longer. It's like most of the paint is peeled off. And then he ate with peel off. When you get there, he's actually he's eyeing one of the horses and has fashioned a rudimentary club out of a stick and a horseshoe. And he's like,
"All right, Clark, time to go."
Ding! Drop it.
Untie him. Start leading him through town.
How do we know he's not going to go back to his own kind?
Well,
if he does, that'll be a convenient excuse to kill him.
Yes, give me an excuse to stab his ass. They will hack him into bits then.
Whenever they get back.
Oh, and by the way, I'll go ahead and hand him a silver piece.
Ooh.
That was for helping in the last fight.
Mm.
That's gonna hurt.
Frog face.
Let go.
And you lead him off.
I don't suppose any of the armor that we looted from the last encounters would fit Clark, would it?
No. Right, not.
Didn't think so.
Would fit who?
It's an odd shape.
They were all human, so...
We did pick up some armor from the Bollywog, the Bollywogs we fought the first.
He is wearing some sort of...
He's wearing leather armor.
Never mind.
You're pretty sure that was leather at some point.
That was slime-encrusted nasty.
Now it's... something else. All right.
Well,
I think that's armor. It might just be a natural resin he secretes. Who knows?
All right. Well, when they get back, Clark, I have something for you. You were rather unexpectedly helpful and highly effective in the last fight, and I want to make sure you don't run out of ammunition. So here you go. Here, they're yours. You might need them in the near future.
Oh, God.
Well, they're his now.
He's like, you're not taking these from me.
So, thank you.
You want me to help you track so we can find our way?
I think you might.
I don't suppose the Lord would allow us to use horses to go and rescue the wagons, would he?
Yes, he could probably scare up horses for you guys.
Oh, good, because that would go a lot faster getting to the wagons than on foot.
So you guys can take some horses to the wagons, that's fine.
All right, mountain ride!
Alrighty. So, put you guys, basically,
how fast
it's
do horses move?
These are trees right there, and you guys basically, I'm assuming you don't want to go straight on the road, so you're coming up over the field, sort of close to come not on the road but come close. So you're going to come in over here.
Okay. Don't forget to put my wolf over there too.
Right.
Oof. All right. And you'll get off your horses before you.
Yes, the horses will be.
They'll be at a safe distance.
Are you putting the bullywug in front of you?
Yeah.
Problem?
Are you going to untie his leash now so he can release?
Untie. Go battle. Go battle, Clark.
Just looks at you and just drops the javelin and goes the other direction.
He can vomit up his own javelin when he needs one.
Pretty much.
He's got six new ones.
And I'm assuming you guys are trying
but he rubbed them on himself.
Stealthily.
Oh, yes. Yeah, totally. Yes.
What?
We're approaching stealthily. As stealthily as we can.
What's that? You want me to stop talking so loud? Okay!
Come on, you know my character can't see.
I got 21. On the stealth. Oh, yeah. You got, like, 2. So you're, like, telling quite loudly.
I got a 4!
Stealth?
I got an 8.
Surprisingly, I got a 10.
Here we go! 4!
The worn dirt road curves to the southwest, bounded by an increasingly steep escarpment on the east and southeast.
Good word.
A large copse of birches clusters east of the road, and barrels and bags seem to have tumbled from 2 wagons that have been overturned. The horses that once drew these wagons are nowhere to be seen.
That's because the Bullywogs ate them.
Can we get Clark to communicate with his friends and make them be on our side?
And everyone needs to give me a perception check.
Nice.
I got a 9. Clark apparently has a 21.
I got a 15.
I got a 14.
17.
Go ahead and rub it in.
Passive is a 19.
I got a 24.
Oh, all right. Dice.
You guys get a little closer, maybe to about here. Position yourselves sort of in that general vicinity, I would say. is that
No, I don't want him that close to me. Ew.
Too bad. Now, see, the question is that upwind or downwind?
All right. You guys don't hear anything except as you guys creep closer, Clark.
Bob is the wolf.
Here's a knock on the door.
I don't know.
What are you doing here?
Hey.
It is 9:50.
Oh, that's right. You guys are going to... What's her name's break? I forgot. I'm sorry.
As you guys getting closer, Bob, or I keep on calling Bob,
Clark
scurries over and goes, and you, as you're going up, you think you just barely hear whispers coming from the wagons. Bob, back.
There's someone in the wagons.
Can we all watch him? I think Clark is a girl.
I'll start.
We know there's something in the wagons. So.
Is this what is this over here, Ethan?
That's the cops of birch trees.
Those are birch trees. Yeah.
Could we swing around and approach from inside the birch trees, giving us cover?
I know we need what's in the wagon.
You can certainly
fire is always.
I will need initiative at this point.
I'm just gonna stay behind everybody.
I got 20 on that.
Clark got a 10.
You got a 1.
With a 1. You got a 10. Fast little shit.
Alright, Rogar, what'd you get?
15.
We get a +2 from you?
Oh, yeah. No, I got a
Ragnir, what'd 13. You get?
16.
Oh, we get a +2?
Yeah. Yes.
Belladonna, what'd you get?
7.
Woohoo!
Cariona, what'd you get?
13.
Belba.
23.
Shut up.
Roll the 19.
What did Clark get?
10.
I need to switch D20. See what else is in the magic bag. How about that dice?
Where'd your
sister go? Andre, baby. She's in
the play on the pooter.
I'm gonna go switch out the next step of file.
I gotta use some radioactive dice, see if those
yeah.
Dice.
I used them in the Deadlands game.
Huh? Those, that's fairly
those
appropriate.
Are awesome.
That's better.
Except I can't tell what the hell the damn number is.
14.
Okay.
It's better than a 2.
7 times better.
Your sister does the same thing you do. She sits in the dark and plays on the computer screen.
What's she playing?
Solitaire.
All the games I have on her and she plays solitaire.
Like she has any idea how to play the other games.
WoW. She can play WoW, we just don't have it.
Okay. You don't see them, but you hear them at this point. We will start on the top.
I'm finally through with one character in Dragon Age.
I still haven't finished the damn game because I have no interest in finishing it. I'm like, I know what happens. I walk up, beat the hell out of the dragon, and Morgan gives birth to a demon, which will be awesome, but still.
Yeah, the fight with the dragon's not exactly as easy as you make it out to be.
That's what everyone has told me. I still don't believe it. I still think it'll probably KO my dog, but that's about it. Because my dog can't overcome it, although that would be awesome.
It's not getting any better.
All right. You hear scrabbling and croaking from behind the wagon as Bullywugs leap from cover to attack.
How was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Huh?
I'm gonna get to see how it was, huh?
I'm not sure we can get
own quite that hard. Yeah.
That was the hardest owning I've ever had in fights. It's like, first round of combat, he runs up. Ha-ha! They attack. He goes down. I get up finally to the first round of combat. Ha-ha! First round of combat. They fight. They attack. I go down.
And I'm sitting
dropping
here going,
like negative six
I'm sitting
out of
here
37
going,
hit points.
How do I heal him who's halfway across the map and him who's halfway in the other direction?
You guys needed to go the same direction.
Well, see, the thing was, is there was a whole bunch of minions, so I was like, okay, I'll run up and breathe. I ran up and breathed. Then the non-minions walked up and started kicking.
Well, it didn't help that you critically failed on one of the people that you breathed on.
That was funny that I did shoot myself into the air, though.
Yeah.
That was rather amusing. Thud. That's never quite happened before.
180d6.
All right. 18d6 damage. 18d6.
You see one of them mudlords pop out there. And one of the kobold pikemen pop out there.
Kobold?
Or not kobold, sorry.
Goblin?
Bullywug.
Bullywug pikemen.
La 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 la.
I'm going to borrow this gray marker, if you don't mind. I'm going to put this one on Clark so we know which one the hell he is. Just in case they get into combat.
That's fine. And what did Clark get on his perception?
21.
21. And what did you get?
24.
Okay. That's what you see.
Good.
The That's question is all. What we don't see.
But wait, there's more!
No kidding.
Well, if we know anything about bullywugs, we know that...
All right. Well, Belda, you're up on a 23.
Yeah, going around on the carpet.
And it's obvious that they've seen us.
Yes, they were waiting for you, and you guys heard them. They realized you heard them, so they popped out. They were going to wait till you got closer, but obviously they
didn't. So they're smart. No offense, Clark.
He's got an intelligence of 9 and a wisdom of 13. He's got a higher wisdom than I do.
That explains so much.
All right, well, I'm going to... Let me mark my back and pull a hit point. Okay. Load the crossbow and... You said that it's the mudlord on the far side?
Yep.
I'm going to load the crossbow and fire the mudlord. That would be 21 to hit.
21 to hit the mudlord. Verzacy, that hits him.
All right, takes 6 points of damage.
Starting off
from
the right,
does
area burst one
within 10 feet? Basically, it has to be within 10 squares of you.
What is area burst?
Okay, so what's an area burst size?
One.
It's basically one square.
Square.
Yeah,
one square. One square all around it. So it basically creates a 3x3 grid. What does running do? It adds 2 to your movement?
Yes.
Adds 2 to your movement and you grant combat advantage.
Combat advantage gives a +2 to hit you.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it may, if they're rogues or some other things, they gain stuff. Mm-hmm. If you grant combat advantage.
I don't know, I think the...
Like, if one of them is a rogue and they backstab you, they do their backstab damage because you're granting combat advantage.
Curse my dwarven stubby legs, I'm 1 square away from being able to hit my target.
Rabble.
Yep. But... Beldon a 23, you shoot, you hit, it bleeds annoyingly.
Reaction mark.
And then I'm going to take a step backwards.
Who'd you shoot at?
Huh?
Who'd you shoot at?
The mudlord.
Well, his speed is a lovely 6, so we go into the trees to gain some cover, and then he fiery croaks right there.
Should have stepped the other way.
Damn, I failed my will save to disbelieve. Never mind, I believe it.
Alright.
I interrupt him and shift him back a square.
You didn't sacrifice it. Anyone! Loser.
Alright, well, we'll start with Belda. I hope I actually hit the mat. 20 versus reflex.
Y'all.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go with Rogar. 15 versus reflex.
I laugh at your puny attack that hits me.
He's like, it hits me, I still laugh.
12 versus reflex on Clark.
No.
And 7 versus reflex on Nathan.
No, actually.
Awesome. Are you sure, Mason? Are you sure you don't have a negative 3?
Is this a separate day?
I have a 15.
No, we lost right away, didn't we?
Yeah. It's still the same day. So your daily stuff is not regenerated.
I haven't used the daily.
Those who got hit take 9 points of fire and thunder damage.
Thunder!
Thundercats!
Where's the hole?
Right there, baby.
I score 20 hits.
Awesome!
Ragnar on a 16.
I'm gonna go for a while.
How far does a charge move you?
A charge is you move your speed and then you attack at the end of it. You can run at the same time, which would give you a +2 to your speed. But you only make a basic attack at the end of it, and you have to move at least 2 squares. You're 5 squares away, so you could actually just move. You have a move, a standard, and a minor. I mean, you'll have plenty of just to move up and then do an attack, mm-hmm. rather than charge. Unless you have something, like you might have a power that it works in
place of
charge.
I'm going to run, so. Like so.
With a
attack, but because of my wonderful mark,
ting,
everything adjacent to me is marked.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to die when they attack me.
Don't worry, I'll bring you back.
Yeah. But they are all marked. Well, technically, what I'm going to do is this.
So since my fine.
Since my encounter power has recharged, I'm going to do curse spikes on
yourself.
Let's see. If I do it here, I'll get these 3 squares.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do it here.
So you're charging the minion.
Yeah.
One of the minions.
That would be a 19.
That will hit the minion.
Okay. He dies, of course.
He dies a lot.
And this area from here to here is all spikes.
Okay.
So on their turn, these two guys will die, and he'll take 5 points.
On the start
points.
Of their turn, yes. Yeah.
I eliminated 3 minions.
Rogar on 15. I don't have to start using inspiring word yet. I don't know what to do.
Command me to attack the bullywug with the spear?
Oh, that's true. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Attack! No, sorry. Attack.
Okay, no, see, be better. Do something.
19.
Against
him. AC.
The pikeman.
Yeah.
That will hit him.
Add 3 to damage.
8. Yeah, I got crap for strength, what can I say?
How much damage, sorry?
8.
It's okay, you got the hit points. You don't need to do damage.
I go.
Okay, you hit him. He's still up.
Did your arc just go...
15.
Yes, it did. He's pretty hard.
Means he's
carry on cool. A 13.
Oh, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Should probably move, huh?
Yeah. Move and shoot at the guy that throws fireballs.
The flaming loogie.
Croak flaming loogies.
This is you. Move carry on of 6, so like to here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. As far as you can move.
And then the wolf can move 5.
5? Or do you want to move?
One more this way. You skipped a square.
Right there. Right there?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, and then I'm going to make a ranged attack.
That's your move action. You have standard and minor left.
Yep. I'm going to use careful attack.
Not careless attack. Careful.
No. 17 plus 6.
Who are you using it on?
On this guy here. Sorry.
23.
You're at a minus 2.
21.
21.
Fine. That'll hit him. Should hit him.
Sweet! And then what I put for damage.
Look at the thing.
I got a 14, which
is D10. You're using longbow, right?
Longbow, yeah, D10.
I didn't think I had
the one right by the glass, the one.
Oh.
Nine.
Nice.
Plus
9.
There's no
additional
damage. No, there's no plus.
She doesn't have, I'm guessing she doesn't have a composite bow that allows you to add your damage, your strength, to a certain point.
That was good.
Oh.
He is bloodied now.
Well, good.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
He's squishy magic type.
Hooray!
Also on a 13 is the minions go. Which
Splurt.
This Splurt. One dies and this one dies.
Squish! Sorry, minions.
I'm not.
Neither am I. And I'm right here. He takes 5.
It's not his turn yet.
Oh.
It will be shortly, but right now it's just the minions.
Dead.
That takes 5 damage.
Does. Alrighty. They move or start their turn in the space. It kills them.
Well, they are, you know,
Dumbo.
They're all like, ha-ha!
Wait a minute. That kind of sucks.
Sport.
Let's not do that.
Guys, remember, it's...
Sport.
It was this square is what I centered it on. Oh. So it's this square, through here. So this 3x3 square here. Mm-hmm. So when they enter this square, they die. If they enter this square, they're fine.
4, 5, 6. He actually charges you. We'll go the one after you first. The regular strike.
You're being decked, Rubar.
I'm immune. 20 versus AC.
I'm totally immune to that. Yes, you hit me. Good lord.
11 points of damage.
From one of these guys?
From a minion.
From a minion?
Hmm?
What are they using?
Spear.
Ouch.
Death on a stick.
No kidding.
21 versus fortitude?
Yep.
Take 4 points of damage and you're knocked prone.
Does he get a save against that?
Nope.
I'm not a dwarf.
Unless you're a dwarf.
I'm Thad.
It's the minions. 13.
Did we ever figure out who took that necklace and put it on?
No, I don't. I have it, but I didn't put it on. I didn't know who was on it.
Clark goes on a 10. So Clark's up next. Go, Clark!
Why does he have gray under him?
To separate him from other bullet bugs.
Throwing weapon. That was.
He throws the javelin. At who is he throwing it at? Okay, he throws the javelin, and that bully where it turns just catches the javelin. Turns back to you.
That's a very uneven, dangerous looking wall.
Alright, on a 10 now, the pikeman takes 5 points, you say?
Yep. Bam!
Bam! Nathan's got a British rock star complex.
Nathan, has anyone ever told you you're cuddly like a cactus?
Yeah. I've heard that one before, actually. I have. Mr. Grinch. He goes, to hell with that. I've got reach, motherfucker.
Yep. He stabs at you with his pike. And we'll probably miss you with a 8.
I'm gonna
and
shift forward.
Something at you, and Clark goes. ten. Seven. That was on a 7.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
Over 1. Other way. No. There you go.
Good man thing.
Towards me, 1.
Right. This?
No, towards me. Straight towards me. There you go. Let's see. My original idea is shot.
What?
Because most of the people are gone already, and they all moved.
My ability actually came in useful. The tank actually did something good.
It's about time! Okay.
Hang on. Oh, wait. Yes? Yes, I know, Mr. Satan. Yes, I know. No. It'll melt soon. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. I am going to attempt Frost Flash on him.
Him?
Okay.
Yeah.
He has cover, so he's -2. You have a minus two on your attack, basically.
Wow.
Is that a four?
I can't tell. I can't read her die.
That's a four.
You can use an action die to recast it. Use your action point. And
you can use an action point to get another standard action and then
try to recast it.
Do something again if you want.
But
that's
a
standard action.
But if that was an encounter power, I can't
use
that anymore.
Encounter point, no.
Correct. Unless it has the reliable keyword.
She moved two.
And you moved. So you only have a minor action left at this point. All right.
Sorry, I missed. I know you're not surprised.
Yeah, I noticed.
Back up to the top.
Killed by my own teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't fumble. I just missed.
We need to get you some dice that actually roll
it
well.
It rolled! As soon as I pulled it out, it rolled a 14.
Well, that's an 18.
See? It's only when it matters.
Oh, that's a 20.
Oof. Sorry, dude. The kobold comes out of his invisibility right there. Yes, I said kobold.
That's a dragon creature.
Yes.
You cannot hurt me.
And he has, armed with two short swords, slashes at you with a 20 versus AC and a 27 versus AC.
So he leaves with both my kidneys?
As Rogar dies, he shouts out, "Clark, avenge me!"
I don't care.
And Clark goes, "Aww." And turns and runs.
Belda?
It's on you.
You take 11 points of damage.
Awesome.
And you're taking an ongoing 5 points of damage. Save ends.
Okay, well, so far I'm only negative 5.
9. Okay, so...
So that eliminates the ongoing damage?
Yes, that will eliminate the ongoing damage. That's fine.
Tank!
You guys know kobolds...
You missed a couple!
Kobolds are notorious for being spies and assassins at this point, so... And then he'll go ahead and use his move action at that point to shadow jaunt. Goes, teleports to that square.
That son of a bitch.
And becomes insubstantial.
Insubstantial.
Which means,
we can't hit him without a spell.
Means he's insubstantial right now.
Your spell that psychic attack can hit him, but those of us who have like only physical attacks, yeah, we can't.
Or whose only spells are healing? Yeah.
All right, so that was on a 25. 23
Yay,
is Zelda.
Message for you, son.
So within 4, you can go up, hit one of the little kobolds and hopefully cast us. You know,
you mean the volleyballs.
Yeah, sorry. That's the kobold. You son of a bitch.
I think he'd be prettier.
Yes, and generally, kobolds are. Hired assassin type, so he got away.
He's
a specialist that they brought in.
If he had stayed there, I would have moved here, marked both of them, proceeded to pummel, which is exactly why you did what you did.
I don't know.
Does a 12 hit the bullywog?
No.
Did you charge?
If I charge, does it hit the bullywog?
No.
It adds what to my bonus if I charge?
Not enough. Damn. You don't get any,
Alright, then I'm going to, burn my point. And healing word. So you get to spend...
You get a plus one bonus to the attack roll when you charge.
Okay.
Which is still not enough to hit.
No, still not enough. So you get a healing surge plus 6.
Okay, so I heal 14, so that means I'm actually at 12 and no longer bloodied.
No, you no, start, you're automatically
start from
zero,
zero and so you, then take your healing. So.
Yes, 26 minus 14.
Oh.
It's 12. Well, I had it at 35 for my own sake. Because 35 minus 14 would be 21, and this is 12.
Uh-huh. Well, you were at, what, negative 5, right?
Yes. I heal from 0, correct?
Right. Yeah, to 14.
To 14.
I heal 14 points, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I've taken 12.
Okay, that's your damage.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm vaguely figuring this out now. Whatever works for you, man. Okay. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Oh, I'm back. I don't care.
Oh, shit.
Not like last time where you're like, damn it, quit bringing me back to this hell.
After I stabbed myself and everything.
Oh, any ripe targets for Fiery Croaking in me right now? sort of. Well, hey, and he has that, doesn't he?
Oh, the minion sacrifice.
Did his Fiery Croak actually come back? God damn it. He needs like a 6 to do that.
This one doesn't actually need to recharge.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Holy diver.
Level 2.
Some bitch.
How dare you.
Quick, kill him.
His other one. He has a nastier one that's a close blast that has to recharge.
Shoot him again like you did before.
But
that was awesome.
Yeah, he's going to Fiery Croak again with necessary sacrifices.
Is he going to kill both his little minions?
He's going to hit right here.
He's going to kill both of his minions.
He's going to probably kill both his minions, but he has bonuses because of that.
Yeah. Here, let me put mine out there, too.
Because, yeah, this thing is absolutely nasty.
17 versus reflex.
Yes. Yeah.
21 versus reflex.
I'm not even going
to
answer
that. Let me go ahead and put myself back to unconscious.
Yeah, both of them bite it.
They are consumed in
Fiery Croak
and fiery loogies.
Silent. It was the silence before this, like the quiet right before the axe falls and the head falls off.
And the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
Stupid French.
Hey, you are French.
Okay, we ditched that country and went to Canada.
You were smart. Got out when the getting was good.
15 points of damage.
Negative 1.
Oh, I'm back.
Hey, I'm back.
Man, we're the most pathetic group of adventurers. This has got to be a 4th end.
Level 1.
I tried to stay away from
dead
the minions.
If it was 3rd ed. Alright, 22.
Who would be fighting shit like this in 3rd ed?
I don't know. Okay, not at 1st level.
Yeah, fireball at 1st level is pretty harsh, but whatever.
We can't. They're like monsters were throwing fireballs at us.
Meh, I don't care.
In 3rd ed, we also had like 10 hit points.
Ragnar on 16.
12 max.
Well, I'm shifting forward.
Okay.
And then I'm attacking him. Because I'm
that.
A dick like that. And of course I'm marking him again. And I'm doing Earth Shield Strike.
Okay.
Strike man.
22.
22 will definitely hit him.
For 9 points of damage. Don't you back away from me.
Don't you run from me!
Yeah, don't you run from me!
He's bloodied now.
Ah. Bleed, motherfucker, bleed!
On a 15 is Rogar.
Rogar!
Twitch, twitch, twitch.
Rogar!
Smolder.
Right. Oh, what is it? Stabilize! Rogar, stabilize!
Cariona on a 13.
Okay.
What about Mr. Bullywook? Oh, he goes on a 10, doesn't he?
He goes on a 10.
Now, with him being all... whatever he is.
Pretty substantial.
Can I mark him?
Yes, you can still mark him.
It says no. And then I'm going to use Call of the Beast on him.
Because it's a psychic attack.
Nice.
What is that?
17.
17 plus 3, so...
20.
20.
Does that hit his... It's a willpower,
will.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a will.
Versus the rogue, the stabby death man.
Alright. I'm sorry, what did you get?
It's a psychic attack. She got a 20.
I got 20.
20!
Versus Will.
Versus Will. We'll hit him.
Cool.
Damage him.
Damage.
It's a D8, right?
It says damage equal to 5 plus your wisdom modifier, so 8.
So you automatically just do 8 points of damage.
Okay.
He takes
does
eight.
She get extra for the mark? I thought the mark was extra.
That mark is 1d6.
So roll
oh, okay.
So she does 12.
12.
Halved because of his, because he is insubstantial.
It's a psychic attack. It's not
doesn't
an actual
all
attack.
Damage is just
all
attack.
Damage?
But that means
you
everyone
take
can
half
hit him.
Damage.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So he got 6 points of damage?
Yep.
Cool.
And he's marked.
Neat.
Really? Oh. Still up, not bloody.
Come here, sweetie.
All right. I'll say 13. The...
Control.
I don't think there are any other Bullywug minions out there that are dead. So, we just remove right. them from the list. 12, Clark on a 10.
Clark.
Save us, Clark! Save us!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Spaz!
Clark is my savior.
He's gonna spaz on him.
Okay. What's the spaz? The spaz on a cop?
24. Minus 2 is 22.
Well, he can shift 4 squares.
Oh, 6.
How much damage?
6.
6.
Hey, he still hit.
He has a minus 4 to attack Clark.
Alright, he is. Yeah, he's still dead. We're good. Alright. Alright, Pikeman goes on a 10. Let me see what Pikeman is going to do.
He's going to do something really nasty that drops me in one hit. You watch.
What? I'm already out. I've been out twice. What's your excuse?
I haven't dropped yet, but...
Tag. Oh, good. They're all gone. You know, this does feel kind of world-like World of Warcraft. Tank.
Dead.
Shifts back again.
Tank, come back.
Rez.
Rez.
Tank. Oh, of course, you're still running off over that direction.
All right. That's what he does.
I've had those days.
What? Mm-hmm. What about his attack and stuff?
He's not attacking. He's readying. He's waiting for you to come forward.
So
I see what he's doing. Clever.
Belladonna
on a 7.
If he doesn't attack me.
Mm-hmm. He didn't attack you.
No. If he attacks
if he
me,
attacks
he
someone
attack
that doesn't include
me.
Him.
Oh, he has to attack someone.
Yes. No, if he attacks someone else, then yeah.
Oh, gosh, the decisions. What do I want to attempt this time?
Power word kill.
Wish. We'll attempt the storm spike on the mage.
Okay. Go for it. What's it versus the
reflex?
Okay.
It's a 7.
10.
That will miss. That. Aha.
Becca, I feel the same way.
Try this die.
At least you're still vertical.
If you ruin that die, it won't bother me.
Thanks.
It usually rolls fairly well.
I'll give it a shot.
I've never seen someone so unlucky with dice with her. You're never playing...
You should see Jessica roll in my game. Breaking a 5 is a feat for her.
There's always one of us.
Oh, bad plan.
See, this is what's
See,
good
this
about
is
rolling
what I had
bad.
To do. I'm sorry, guys.
I rolled bad, and I'm not
I might die.
He's no longer insubstantial.
That would figure.
No longer insubstantial.
You know what you're going to do on your next turn, right?
Good.
Run.
Hit the
flank him. Gives you +2 to hit him. Then use your what is it, your
that
cautious attack?
No, the wolf.
The wolf. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, the wolf has its own stuff that it can do.
But the thing is, you can only
22
attack
22 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Take a mighty 2 points of damage from that.
Yep.
Me. Mm-hmm.
And then as a minor action, he can shift back.
Can't accept this.
Because they're shifty.
These shifty little men. Beldon, 23.
Perfect. One, two, three, four. Let me look at my power here. Six. 22 to hit AC.
That'll hit.
Excellent. Where's my other D10?
Oh, you're doing your big encounter power.
My encounter power, yeah. Ooh.
Plus
21 points of damage. I get 5 hit points, and you get a saving throw, or a healing surge.
Healing surge. So you're back up to 7.
And he is bloodied now.
Huh? Oh, the lights came back on.
Oh, what a terrible dream. Oh.
It wasn't a dream.
Oh. I don't care.
So does that take you out of bloodied? Your 5 hit points?
No.
I'm going to be a right bastard to this guy.
Okay.
On my turn. We'll see what I mean. You're like... another flaming croak.
No, now's not a good time to hit him with flaming croak.
Yes.
There's going to be one guy.
No one else around.
Flaming croak.
Oh, I got a leech in my mouth.
Flaming croak.
And flaming croak would
be off. Oh, my genitals!
That's power they should add in Warhammer Online. Right. The power manager is what? Chaos for the blood for the blood gods? Certainly no children for the children throne.
He goes up to there.
Yeah.
So he goes up to there.
He goes up to there and coughs up his electric reflux. And sadly, no necessary sacrifices in that. So we'll start with Belda. 21 versus reflex.
Yup.
And Belladonna. Probably not, but 14 versus reflex.
Hang on.
What hers is.
Okay. What was it?
14.
Meets it.
Alright, so it does hit.
What?
He comes up here and then coughs an electric blast.
Oh. To hit all three of them?
Electric cold blast and electric reflux, and it hit. Yeah, no, don't. It's only it only... 2, 3, 1. Only hits these squares right here.
What's the save?
It hit. It was her...
She got 14. Hit. 14.
Yeah. It met her reflex. For 15 points of cold and lightning damage.
Oh. Ouch.
Know where I'm at again?
Bloodied?
Almost dead.
One hit.
I never left bloodied. This happened in the last fight, too.
Uh-huh. Alright, Ragnir on a 16.
Well, yeah, this is how big of a dick I'm going to be. Shift. Right? Oh, out of the square. Then change my standard action... To move, so to basically do double move. And then I'm going to use my action point to attack his ass and mark him.
Okay. When you move up, mark him, and then you use your action point.
Did you have to do... Why did you shift?
Because he still threatens. Because he's got... Yep. He's got.
Oh, that's right.
And your mark goes away.
Yeah, on him, at the end of my turn.
His reach, okay.
So
there's that. Could it be cold?
A little bit.
So, I mark him. And I hit him with, Earth Shield Strike. Or a try.
I know that.
Does an 18 hit him, AC?
The Mud Adept?
Yeah.
Yes.
He takes a whole whopping 3 points of damage.
You tap him a little bit, and he goes, huh?
You scratch his back.
Mike.
Like, oh, look to the left. Look to the left. 15 Rogar.
Would now be a good time for a second wind.
Adamantium defense. Spend your healing surge and you get 6.
Thanks, adamantium is good for dwarves.
Hell yeah.
And then Ragnir, hit him again.
Okay. 20.
That will hit.
Add 3 to your damage.
How do you do it?
11.
That,
okay.
That kills the mud duck.
He looks at me like, scratch a little harder. Okay.
You're hard!
Bad duck, bad duck.
Don't touch me there.
Very much kills him.
Ha ha! My god, the tank's actually finally starting to do his job.
It's a. I'm just talking. That's what warlords do.
I like that. Adamantium defense!
Right. Carry on 6. On a 13.
Damn. So you got a healing surge plus 6, so. Mm-hmm. Yours is what, 7?
Are
you healing surge? So you got 13
back?
13
points
back,
yeah.
That puts you, like, right at where your bloody
one
is.
Point
is
my
range
yeah.
from where I am? Is that considered range?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
I feel like a jockey.
Careful attack.
Okay.
And shoot my longbow.
Okay, jockey.
That's a 20.
At the kobold, I'm assuming?
Yeah. That's like
yes.
a 21.
6.
6, so. 21.
That will hit.
21.
That will hit.
D10.
Sweet.
Shoot
plus
his ass.
Points for having a mark, right?
You do extra
yes.
damage for having a mark.
A D6. So D10.
Yep.
8 points of damage.
Yay! 8. It's better than nothing.
Alright. Clark on the 10.
Oh, I wanted to move my wolf also.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you bring him around to flank the guy?
On the other side of Belda there?
Yeah, like that's good.
Oh!
Crit!
On him!
On him. Alright.
That's awesome.
Let's see. Alright, does max damage.
So that'll be 9.
What are you doing?
9 points.
You putting your dice bag on her foot?
Yeah.
Toe warmers.
Mine would work better. Mine would fit my foot.
Well,
alright, Pikeman
small.
Is still up, but he has a javelin sticking out of his right leg. He's like, ah!
Clark goes,
maybe. Go! Which way the Pikeman gets to go?
They're brothers.
The Pikeman's like, it was all fine when that guy was attacking me, but now.
Actually moves to. Does move up to him, but because of the crit, he can only take either a standard or move action. So. He limps
rag.
Up. Limps up to
limp
like, and Clark's just like. Alright. And Belladonna will go on a step.
Yep, Belladonna got a 22 to hit with Storm Spike on the guy. Well, that hits versus defense.
Really
I'm sorry, versus reflex.
That will hit.
20 anything hits at this level.
OMG.
And she does 10 points of damage to him, of lightning damage.
Alright, there is a crispy, fried, and dead kobold now.
1035.
Mm-hmm. Crispy, fried, and dead.
Take that.
Well, it would have hit if it was me, too.
Boom. Kobold dies.
Because kobolds have to die.
Kobolds ate my baby!
OMG.
I know, I'm such a dick.
Hi,
anyway. So that's what she does on the 7. We're back up to the top.
Ragnar is really sad. Everybody's red except for him.
Belda on a 23.
I'm not red. And my wolf isn't red. Which is fine.
You missed a few.
I'm working on that.
And they have AoEs. Now, when I charge... do I get to attack at the end of the turn? At the end of the move?
Mm-hmm. You make a basic melee attack unless you have a power that
requires
in
charge.
Place
like,
of a basic melee.
I have, like, mine's form of the Fearsome Ram attack. It
you
actually goes
in place
of the charge.
Melee, yeah,
and it does, like, 2 weapon damage and is nasty and all sorts of stuff.
That will hit the...
Y'all.
That will hit,
I'd hope a 19 hits.
Please say lots of damage.
7.
Bonk.
For 7 damage?
Yep.
That's not lots of damage.
No, but it's... It adds up.
He's still up, amazingly enough. But we go down to Ragnar on a 16.
Mark. Don't even bother.
If he's alive.
Yeah, it's not going to matter.
No. I will mix things up, and I will try a strength of stone.
Call me a bad ranger now.
You are a bad ranger.
Oh, critical failure.
You still get lost
in the
woods.
What does strength of stone do?
Strength of stone?
Is it a melee weapon
versus AC. Strength modifier, you gain temporary hit points equal to your constitution modifier. So standard.
Since it now does matter.
I can't reach. Yeah. Great. Small arms. Big head.
Now he's got to attack me.
Roll a d3.
3.
1, 2, 3. Okay. Now roll the attack again.
17.
Oh.
20, 21. Right.
You must have gotten Bullywug confused because you hit Clark instead.
Clark, no! He did it on purpose.
For 7 points of damage.
Oh. Poor Clark.
I'm like,
that Clark is fine.
Oh.
<Hello. laughs>
Sorry. See what you made me do.
Keep on this.
Congratulations, you've been boomed.
Rogar on 15.
The horde's on the way.
Oh, no.
Hit him again.
The other him.
Hit the other him.
18.
Hit the other one.
18.
That will hit him.
For 7 points of damage.
That kills the pike.
It's like, see what you made me do?
Wrong one.
Sorry, Clark.
Oh, you need the drink.
Damn, Bullywugs will be glad when we're at them. That way I won't mistake them for someone else.
I don't know who this is.
Get on the...
Oh.
Alright.
You know.
Oh, poor Clark.
It was only, what, 10 points of damage?
7.
7 points of damage.
Principle of the thing. We gave him a name!
Alright.
That doesn't mean he can't die.
He's done plenty of damage. I think he's worth it.
So that's how many javelins we can recover?
All but one. So he's down to 10 javelins.
Might note that on
there.
I'm
going
to call it this after right now.
Everybody bailed on her.
Everybody bailed?
Yeah. Oh. She's in Lee Summit and we're not driving to Lee Summit.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry you had to come out here for nothing.
Oh, it's okay. We tried to think of something else to do.
What? The
side pockets is closed.
Not what I would offer.
Anyway. All right.
But you killed the kobold.
Yes, you did.
With your lightning strike.
All right. Upon investigating, you will find the kobold has a suit of leather armor and 2 short swords.
Hang on.
I know you have to use that thing called a pencil.
Horrifying.
I'm seeing a scene from Titanic, only reversed.
Okay. Only deranged.
Titanic.
You find leather armor and 2 short swords on him. On the Bullywug minions, you find... So you'll find 6 suits of really nasty leather armor.
I'm not even going to mark those down.
And 3 spears.
I want the armor for Clark.
And the halberd. Mm-hmm. Or the pike.
Or is it the pike from the pike?
You can just start layering it on. 12 layers
you find
of
a quarterstaff on Mud Adept.
Look, guys, firewood.
43 gold pieces and 28 silver pieces.
Yay, more money.
28.
Mm-hmm.
And the contents of the wagons?
Give me perception checks.
I got a 2. Clark gets a 20.
Oh, look, something shiny!
What'd you get?
A 2. Clark got a 20.
Excellent. Clark got a 20.
27.
12.
4.
17.
Okay, those should be 15. We'll find boot prints that are much larger than Bullywug or Kobold print. They look more like human size, or maybe a little bigger than human size. Leading off
trolls.
In the direction of Shadowfell Keep.
We must...
How is it the tracker... can't.
Because she's a failure.
You are the worst ranger ever.
I will accept that.
I'm not sure Wolf's nice.
Bob is very nice.
I'm going to transform Sorry, Clark. Into my beast shape and just stay there. Because I'm probably a better cat than human.
We need to band-aid Clark. It's, yeah.
All right.
He's probably still like...
Yeah.
He's like from here to here. He's got this huge gash. It's like this deep.
Crying. He's not even running down. Huh? Them.
He's not even bloody.
I know, but he doesn't have any healing surges.
So he has to heal normally.
Oh.
At like one hit
Clark
point
sadly
a day.
Is not a not a named character really.
Well, he's named.
We might change that depending on what happens.
He's a name. He's named, and he's certainly a character.
We've named
well,
him.
Well, he's at 100 XP so far.
All right. I'm going to call it there with you guys at the wagon site, determining where you guys want to go, what you guys want
to
do.
Take the wagons back to town.
But the supplies are gone out
of the
wagon.
The supplies are gone.
So
and
we
there are no.
Set fire
and the only
to
thing,
the wagon.
The only sign you find as far as the people is boot prints, large boot prints, heading off towards the keep.
Should we mark how many healing surges we have left?
Yes, you should.
So, 14?
What are we doing?
Son of a
What's
bitch.
Wrong with you? Counting.
He is the worst tank in the world.
Yeah, I am the worst tank in the world. And two, for once, Ethan's dice were like
didn't try to kill you.
Yeah, they're just like we've been like beating the ever living shit out of every game. So we're just gonna leave you alone this one. We're gonna pick on everybody else.
I don't think so.
It's like everybody else is like 25, 37, 21. It's like
you have however many healing surges you have left.
Two.
Okay.
Because you haven't taken a
Here's a question. Since Clark doesn't have healing surges, would me doing a heal check on him do anything?
Yes, we'll figure that out later.
Okay. I think he should have a healing surge.
I honestly was expecting to die this session. Apparently no, he's like, no, I'm the Bullywug marksman.
I'm actually the elite. You know, we're the rangers of the army rangers of Bullywugs.
Sharpshooters.
All right. We'll be continuing next time.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production. You can find us on the web at www.CanadianCrusaders.com. You can email the show at thousandmonkeysproductions@gmail.com. Visit our website to find our episode archives, our actual play, our main feed, as well as promos, links, and a gallery. You'll also find our RPG Now Pick of the Week, our Amazon Pick of the Week, and you can even go through some of our snippet review episodes. We are also shameless, and if you wish to donate some money to the wonderful Gen Con Fund, or just give money to the show in general, there is also a donate button on our site via PayPal. So visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven is part of the Vorpal Network. The Gamers Haven podcast and Thousand Monkeys Productions and CantCon are copyright by Ethan Parker. Gamers Haven is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music for the show is provided by Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. Other music is used with permission under license. Just like Bruce Campbell.